Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Calmly walk into your local liquor store and say, "Sir, madam, person, may I have a bottle of Scotty's?" And when they tell you how much it costs, you'll be stunned that you can get smoothness at such a price point.
Yes.
Brian, I got breaking news for you.
What's the breaking news?
I'm being serious this time.
Go ahead.
Well, Shelby's team lost at Field Day. But I got serious breaking news.
What's the serious breaking news?
Arizona Cardinals release wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, he about to go. He about to go. Where you think he ends up?
No trade. Just cut him.
Hey.
So here's how we're going to open Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Yeah. Yes.
Brian Mitchell. Should yes. the Commanders make a run at DeAndre Hopkins?
Yes. I mean, if you add all the players you can, all the playmakers you can, you know, and right now he's not in a position of power, so you won't be. You probably won't have to pay top dollar. But I would suspect that he has somebody in mind. You know, tampering is when you start speaking out loud and this, that, and the other. But talking to your friends about the possibilities and ending up on a team with them, I don't see that as tampering.
Okay. Should the Commanders sign him, you say yes.
I think they should go after him, but I don't think he'll come. I think he'll go with a more seasoned quarterback where he thinks the chances are better to get into the playoffs and possibly a Super Bowl.
I don't think he's coming to Washington. Where do you think it makes the most sense for him to go?
Green Bay. I mean, not Green Bay.
The Jets.
New York Jets.
That's it's one, it's funny that you said Green Bay. Two, I was thinking the Jets also, man.
Well, it's basically Green Bay East. Aaron Rodgers got everybody he wanted signed over there.
Dude, what about the Bills?
Bills is a possibility, but you got to remember, DeAndre Hopkins has been in Houston, Arizona. You don't want to go to Iceland.
Yeah, but playing in New York is not that
Playing in New York is way better than playing in Buffalo. But in New York, in Meadowlands is way better than playing in damn Buffalo.
I got one. It's a little cold, but you can make it work.
Where?
Kansas City.
Oh, listen, if he has a chance to go play with Pat, you signed yesterday.
Dude, I mean, their receiving core, Kadarius Toney, who I recognize they're really high on, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who's whatever you think he is, Sky Moore, the young rookie from last year that really kind of showed something late, Justin Watson. I mean, it's interesting.
I can see if it's at all possible, Andy has no problem giving a veteran guy another chance. And playing with Pat for any veteran player, especially a receiver, should be I'm gonna take that chance over there.
I got one that I don't think Commanders fans would want to hear.
Philly?
No.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would think that Dallas would be one of those teams that he may – because think about it, he's still in Texas. He goes back to Texas, and he's playing basically in a dome. He's good.
I got one that's off the radar.
Who?
And they've got good young players, especially now that Calvin Ridley's coming up back off that suspension, I believe. But the Jags, man, that's a good offense.
And he's from Christian Florida, Kirk. Right? He's from Florida.
I don't know where he's
from. I think he's from Florida. That could be going home.
I don't know. You got to figure the Jets are the leader in the clubhouse here, but there's a lot of intriguing possibilities. That'll be another fun little subplot for the NFL. A lot of people are going to say the Ravens, but a lot of people are going to say a lot of things. So who the hell knows?
Hey, Ravens are a great possibility.
Wow, that's a big one. That is a big one. All right, let's open these phone lines up. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything on Ivanka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's. Let's start with Damon in Oxon Hill. What's up, D?
Oh, not much, fellas. Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Finley and Mr. Mitchell.
What's up, brother?
Not much. I got three things. First off, thank y'all for, thank you, Brian, for signing my football card at the brewery when I did show up. I really appreciate it. That sparked a conversation amongst my family
how
great you are. My father-in-law recanted a story when he tried to take a picture with you, and he got a bad photo, and he wanted to take a second one, but you wasn't with it at that point. But it is what it is. My question is, yeah, he says you wouldn't want to. You ain't want to take the picture because it was like a lot of stuff going on. I think it was a lot of people in line too.
Oh, okay. I don't recall that.
B-Bitch is always very good about taking pictures. I've seen it.
He said it was. You was a cool guy when he met you too. So that is what it is.
Yeah.
But my question is, I know you played for a couple teams, but throughout your career, what was the most memorable prank that somebody played on you, and what was the most memorable one you played on somebody else?
Well, the most memorable prank they played on me, they packed my car with the packing peanuts. Because I would always be the first out the building when we got a day off to be gone. And my whole car was filled with those white packing peanuts.
What car was it?
It was at a red BMW. But I told you, I rolled the windows down and just took off. And it was packing peanuts flying everywhere. But the best prank I got on somebody was that little itching powder I put in their jock. Because they tried to get me, but I saw people like looking. So I figured something had happened. I got me a new one. But I put it in their jock, and they couldn't make it through practice. Let's say that.
Who was it?
Can't tell you all that.
All right. how about this? On a recent appearance of the I Am Athlete podcast, DeAndre Hopkins listed the five quarterbacks he'd most like to catch passes from. You want to guess, B?
Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes.
No Rodgers. Mahomes is on the list.
All right. Up, Baltimore, Lamar Jackson.
On the list. You got.
How about Dallas?
All right, that's two strikes, B.
Two strikes?
Yeah, he named five. You've got two, and you've got two strikes.
People. Herbert?
That's all right. Three yes, two strikes.
All right. Allen?
Four wins, two strikes. It's getting juicy now.
And he might want to go. Oh, Burrow.
All right, Landfill, what noise does B-Mitch get? He just struck out.
You would have struck out, too, because you damn sure would have named Allen and Burrow and Rodgers.
Perhaps. But you left out one that I think you'll be like, oh, of course,
who?
Jalen Hurts.
Hurts? Okay.
He said Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Mahomes, Lamar, and Justin Herbert.
All right. Cool.
Sadly, none of those are Sam Howell. Now, let's keep the phone lines going. Larry is in La Plata. Larry, what up, man? Ask B-Mitch Anything.
Good afternoon, guys. Hey, Brian, speculative question. Let's say Washington does poorly next year, and Howell is substandard. Do you stay with Howell, or do you mortgage the future for Caleb Williams out of USC, the local kid?
If he plays substandard, they're going to be mortgaging the future.
Hello? I don't know.
Listen,
my guy dropped.
Man, you got a new ownership rolling in here, and if he doesn't play well, they're not going to stick with that. They're going to be trying to look for something to make sure they keep the fans coming into this. They're going to come in with a mindset to change things up, and you can't expect them to stick with them.
Let's go to – listen, if things don't go well and they're picking top 5, top 10, I would absolutely condone a all-in move to get Caleb Williams. But there is so much football to be played between now and then, it's a little silly to speculate that far out. Remember, if in 2019 nobody was talking about Joe Burrow in the draft, I don't know if it's wild card, Scotty, but it might be. Line six, Scotty has a question for you.
What's happening, fellas? What up,
it is Scott? That is wild card, Scotty. What up, Scotty?
Just out here enjoying the scenery. Beautiful sunny day in Maryland. God country, man. What you guys got lined up for the weekend? What you got good?
Everything is good.
Do you have a question for B-Mitch?
That was the question.
Absolutely do. Absolutely. I want to ask B-Mitch about his college days. I want to ask him what it was like being a celebrity during the college days running around campus. What's the wildest story you got?
I don't have many, many wild stories that I could probably tell on the radio, but let's just say a lot of these NFL players wish they were treated as well as I was when I was in college.
So one thing that you pointed out, maybe that was last week or 2 weeks ago, that Lamphill and I kind of researched.
What?
Was when I think it was the first game you ever started when Oklahoma State came down to Lafayette. Is that right?
Yeah.
So – To paint the picture, so what year is this, 86-ish, 87?
86.
Okay.
Wow.
So in 1986, Oklahoma State was a big deal. They had Thurman Thomas, Barry Sanders, Dexter Manley
Hartley,
had just gotten out of
Hartley
there.
Hartley Dykes.
Right. Gundy.
Gundy was on that team.
And Oklahoma State was known for – there was no NIL at that time, but Oklahoma State took care of its players.
T-Boone Pickens.
And Lamphill – how much money was it? We researched that Lafayette paid the Oklahoma State Cowboys a significant sum of money to come down there and play them.
Yeah, we had some of our boosters paid them.
Yeah, I think it was like 400 grand or something.
$275,000.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but imagine what $275,000 was worth in 1986.
Yeah, that was like several houses you could buy for that money.
Yeah.
And this was... at the time, so Southwestern Louisiana paying that to get OK State to come down there. So imagine how well they took care of star recruit quarterback Brian Mitchell. That's all I'm saying. Hey, I'm just looking at the
facts.
They
made me work hard for the money, man. That's all.
Yeah, I bet. Thank you, Scotty. Enjoy the weekend, bro. My guy Noel's in Chicago. What's up, buddy? Ask me anything.
Hi, how you guys doing? Happy Friday.
Same to you, brother.
Doing good. Great talking to you guys as usual. I'm still reeling from the whole DeAndre Hopkins news, but this is actually a good question to ask in line with it. So assuming we don't get him, because we won't, we've been talking about Sam and we've been talking about Eric during training camp. Everything looks good. Outside of Terry McLaurin, I feel like somebody else on this offense has to really raise their game and step up and like really put up numbers for us next year. Question to you, B-Mitch, and then JP as well, like, who's that guy going to be? Because it can't just be Terry.
Well, it's not just Terry. I think Jahan Dotson showed last year what he's capable of. He has to stay healthy and play the whole season. You know, that kid got the end zone seven times in the short period of time he was there. I believe that you're going to use B-Rob in a different way. I expect Gibson to give you a little bit more. And that young kid, what's Christian's last name?
Ramirez?
The running back.
Rodriguez. Yeah.
I hear a lot of talk about him, and I think they really want this kid involved. So I think you're looking at – and then the tight end position has to step up. It's not just about Terry, but it's also – you got to realize, I don't believe that they were set out and utilized properly last year. You know, you had – Logan was hurt. If he's completely healthy now, you can expect some different things. But using those receivers – Curtis Samuel proved last year, after having a dunce of a first year, he proved last year what he's capable of. And if anything, that they could use him like they use receivers and stuff in Kansas City, he's going to step up and open up a lot of things for a lot of other people.
Good call there. I think Dotson is the obvious one. I think Gibson and I think Logan Thomas could have really big years.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's keep the phone lines going. In just a few minutes, we're going to have Derek Stevens join us, the owner of the Circa Casino. How crazy is the owner of a casino?
Yeah, you would know him, don't you?
I've met him, yeah. I doubt he remembers me, but I've met him. Andrew is in Stafford. What up, Drew?
Hey, boys. How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Question for you, B. So you know, it's, everybody wants to compare players across eras and all that, but as a player who had the success you did, what era would you have wanted to play in as a player?
Today? People scared to hit, and I would love that because I'm going to try to run through them anyway. And guys don't like working. So I think today with the rules the way that they are, I could play another.
Even with the new kick return?
With the new kick return, yeah, because I'm gonna be that kick return who's not gonna be fair catching.
I also think, seriously, that if you were playing today, you might never be converted from a quarterback.
Nah, I like playing the other stuff a lot more.
Yeah, but you only learned that once you got converted.
Yeah, but the quarterback, they want you to do. You got to be too like button up. I don't want to be button up.
All right, good call there. Thank you, buddy. How about we're going to take two more here. My guy Dave is in Fredericksburg. What up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
B-Mitch, thank you very much for all the hard work and effort that you provided with all of us Redskin fans with the entertainment over the period of years. Thank you
appreciate
very much.
It. Thank you, man.
I have a trivia question for you. There's four buildings in the United States in Washington, D.C., that line up on the same center point of these four buildings are identical on the same line. Can you name all four of them?
The four buildings on the same line?
Yes, they all line up the geographic center point.
Now, you don't mean building like you can walk inside of it. Some of these can be monuments, right?
Is it the little pencil, the Lincoln?
Yep.
Okay.
The Lincoln and the Capitol.
The Capitol.
And the White House and the Jefferson.
No, the White House is off to the side.
White House is off to the side, though. The Jefferson one.
The White House and the Jefferson are in direct line from one another.
No, but they are all. He said they have to be in a straight line, dude.
No, I thought he meant like the Washington Monument was a midpoint.
No, you got three of them. You said the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, and the Capitol. What's the fourth?
RFK Stadium.
Come on, B. Mitch. Yes, got it.
All right, there you go.
Geographical center point of all four of those buildings. They line up perfectly in the center.
Thank you for the call, brother.
That's cool.
Last one, Adam. And all Jeff gave me here were question marks, so I don't know what the hell we're about to talk about. Adam.
Jeff did that.
Yep.
Brian Mitchell, this is Adam Cole. I just wanted to ask you what you thought of my sports updates. I'm out.
Adam is my dude, man. I like Adam. I like all this stuff, man.
How about this, B? We taped our sports showcase show last night. It'll air Saturday at 7 o'clock on NBC4. Adam Cole is on TV. He is in one of our segments on a promotion they ran for the Bowie Bay Sox.
All right.
So if you need more Adam Cole in your life,
you got it.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Now, I want to know who that was because it was mean, but it was kind of funny. When we return, Derek Stevens from Circus Sports joins us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One more time. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. 30 minutes till we are done, and it's officially a holiday weekend. I wonder how long until there's odds posted on the next team for DeAndre Hopkins. One thing that's interesting, if you haven't heard, the Cardinals released D-Hop, and they're taking the full cap hit rather than wait till June 1 and they get a little bit of relief. If that ain't a rebuild, I don't know what is.
That's a rebuild. That's also a, like, you know what, look, let's get it over with right now so we can get started. I mean, a lot of times people want to prolong it, and I think you screw yourself up. You get it over soon, and then next year you can go all out at it.
Yeah, that sounds fair. All right, right now we are excited to get on the BetQL guest line. We're going to Vegas, baby.
Let's go. We are
going to Vegas to talk to Derek Stevens, the owner of Circa out in Las Vegas, the man with the vision to build Stadium Swim. Derek, what's up, man? Thanks for making some time for us.
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you. Great to talk to DC. How's things going?
Oh, things are great here, man.
Yeah, we're all getting fired up for Memorial Day weekend. How are things in fabulous Las Vegas?
Yes.
Man, it's perfect. I'll tell you what, NFL comes out with their schedule release. It's like the sun opens up. Vegas is going to be sunny and 90 for about the next 100-150 days. And we launched our football contest yesterday, so we're ready to go.
So, what can be expected in that contest?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, you know, last year we guaranteed $12 million, and this year, you know, like you got to do, you always got to upgrade. You always got to get a little better, you know, continuous improvement. So this year we're guaranteeing a total of $14 million, $8 million in the Circa Survivor and $6 million in the Circa Millions. If we have more entries than that, all the money goes back into the pool to grow the prize pool even bigger. So we're fired. We're fired up. These are the two biggest legal football contests in U.S. history. So we're pretty excited about rolling them out and opening them up yesterday.
Dude, so I gotta ask, the Survivor pool, how big was that pot last year?
It was $6.1 million.
Wow.
How many people won it? Did one dude walk with all that?
Oh my God, it comes down to the last week, and there were three going into the very last weekend.
Oh my God.
Two survived, one did not. So that $6.133 million. It got chopped two ways. There were two people that went
one
undefeated throughout the year. You know, in our contest, a little bit tougher because it's a 20-week contest. You got 18 weeks of NFL games, but we also consider Thanksgiving Day as its own week, and
wow,
we consider Christmas Day as its own week. So, yeah, there were two people that went 20-0 last year, and then they chopped the 6.1.
So how are you working out this year with the Black Friday and the New Year's, Christmas Eve stuff?
Yeah, so what we did, so this year, it's the three Thanksgiving Day games and Black Friday. So you got four games to choose from
for that's
what we call Thanksgiving. And then for Christmas, you got the regular Sunday schedule, Saturday, Sunday schedule. And then on Christmas Day, you know, we got this beautiful Christmas Day triple header. So the Christmas Day is its own week. So that's how we get to 20 weeks.
All right.
Dude, Derek, what did you do for the guy that lost? You said three people made it to week 20 perfect, and then 2-1 and one lost. You at least get my guy a steak or something?
Gave him a bottle of
champagne. Oh, my God. Imagine being that guy, man.
Well, remember, the one thing you got to remember in Survivor, you don't necessarily have to win the whole thing to cash. So, you know, the particular individual that got knocked out, I could still tell you he walked away with the 7-digit winner because, you know, these guys are all coming in and they're all quickly calling our guys and saying, hey, can I hedge on this? Can I take that? Can I get $500,000 on this game? Can I get $500,000? So what ended up happening was a lot of people in the last few weeks, they head back out to Circa Las Vegas and they open up credit lines and they start hedging. So, the guy that didn't win, he's still cashed for a nice seven-figure number.
Wow. Dude, how many people are betting $500,000 on a football game? That is that's like betting my home.
But remember, what are you betting? I mean, these guys knew, like, you know, they got $6.1 million. The worst they
could do. One way or the other, true, yeah.
They could chop it, you know, so maybe they all get 2.1. If a guy loses something, he wanted to make sure that the worst he could do if he picks the winner is make 2.1. So he wanted to make sure if he didn't have a winner, he's at least cashing something. So he had a pretty good underdog on a money line play and still cashed for over $1 million. So it's just kind of hedging it out, you know?
Yeah, no, that's smart. You get that deep, that money is real. That's not, all right, I win $500. That is serious, serious money. If you want to get in, it's $1,000 to enter either of the contests. You got to be in Vegas or you can hire a proxy. Last year, me and the podcast boys Mitch and Pete joined one of these contests.
What'd you say?
Don't worry about it. And we had a proxy. So, dude, can we talk?
You know, can I just say that? Because a lot of people don't understand that. That's the key thing. The way these work, these are legal football contests. Particularly important I say that because we're in D.C. right now. These are legal football contests. You got to enter in Vegas, but you can play from anywhere because a proxy can put your picks in for you. So you just come out here sometime between now and the opening of football season. You can make your entry. You can play in the millions, which is where you pick five games against the spread each week, or in Survivor, which is one game, no spread. But a proxy could put the plays in for you. So that's the key thing that everybody needs to know.
Yeah, we did pretty well last year. We ended up making about 45 G's, and then we found out that Uncle Sam takes half of it. So it was quite disappointing.
Why did you know that already? You're 40 years old, JJ.
I'm an idiot, Brian. What do you want me to tell you? So, Derek, you and I have met with Aaron Oster out there. B. Mitch knows Oster. He's a good, great guy that does a great job for you. Tim Murray's an old D.C. friend of ours that, you know, their studios are there in the Circa. But B. Mitch has never been to Stadium Swim. Can you describe what the scene is like out there? Because it is, listen, all of Vegas is a spectacle. But if you like sports betting and women, it's a place, it's something else to see, man.
Yeah, it's something. I'll tell you what, it's open 365 days a year. You know, Vegas is beautiful. There's 330 days of sunshine and you know, it's got a big outdoor screen, 143-foot screen we designed, you know, in conjunction with Daktronics, so it's a massive outdoor screen, eight pools tiered up. It's like an outdoor aqua theater. It's an outdoor stadium. That's why we call it Stadium Swim. It's got a little casino in it. It's got sports betting. Plus, everybody's betting on their app. It's something to see. I mean, obviously, I'm biased, but I would tell you, it's a bucket list thing for particularly for an athlete. That's for sure.
Dude,
he didn't hear correctly. I told him I've been there.
When? I thought you said you had.
No, I said I had. You said, I said yes.
All right. Well, I'm an idiot. Again, example number two. Here's another example. Derek, you might laugh at this. I'm working from home today, and as I was describing Stadium Swim and the sports betting and the women at the pool, my wife walked in the room. So I'm really batting 1,000 today. Things are going great.
Yeah, you're very smart.
Yeah, for sure. So, dude, what will the crowd be like for you tomorrow night for that basketball game?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, and really it's a double hitter for us because you know, Vegas is on fire with the Western Conference Finals in hockey. And then with what's going on, I mean, the interest level now with the Celtics and the Heat tightening up, this is going to be, you know, another incredible sports Saturday on Memorial Day weekend. So it's going to be terrific. Stadium Swim is sold out during the day, and then at night, you know, we flip it, and it's sold out at night. So it's going to be a great day here at Stadium Swim, great day at Circa in our sports book. It's just terrific.
That's so great, man. Hey, how excited is Vegas? It's wild. It was when I came out to game one of the Caps Knights Stanley Cup. So that was 2018. And my cab driver from the airport, I was staying at the MGM. My cab driver was like, he pointed out this like field. He's like, hey, you see that over there? I was like, yeah. He's like, that's going to be a baseball stadium. The A's are moving here. And I was like, yeah, sure, pal. Sure enough, the A's are moving there. How big of a deal is that for Vegas? And how long has that been kind of like a open secret where you guys think you're getting pro baseball?
Well, it got a little hot and heavy, I'd say, in the last 18 months or so. And, it was just on Wednesday that the state approved the funding for the new stadium. So it looks like it's all coming together now. Vegas is I think Vegas is a town that can handle multiple sports franchises, and we've seen it with the Knights, we've seen it with the Raiders. So I think baseball is going to be terrific in Vegas. One of the things about baseball in Vegas, I've talked to the ownership group of the A's, and they're fully aware that baseball in Vegas, you're probably going to get more than 50% of the fans are going to be from the road team. You know, baseball fans love taking vacation, love taking a trip, go see their team on the road.
Like a three-game series.
When you're coming
series.
To see the Nats or the Yankees, or the Cardinals, the Cubs, they all travel so well. You're going to get a lot of road team fans coming out, and the A's are expecting that. And you know, Vegas is a hospitality town, so I think it's going to be a great matchup.
When is the basketball coming?
Ooh, that's an interesting.
It seems like it's next.
Yeah, it seemed like it was going to be before baseball, but a couple of the people involved maybe got a little worried because the expansion fee number kind of came out. You know, they were expecting an expansion fee of in the 500 range, and then now all of a sudden expansion fee looking at $2 billion, and all of a sudden everybody like, uh-oh. We better go find an extra couple of billionaires to be able to handle this one.
Wow. Just move the Kings there and be done with it. But whatever. That's not up to me. So, listen, Derek, I understand you own casinos. We're probably in very, very different tax brackets. But deep down, every man loves to barbecue. If you are going to host a barbecue this weekend for Memorial Day weekend, what are the couple things you have to have?
Oh, we have to have. Well, first off, if I'm doing a barbecue today, and I, by the way, I love barbecue. Hell, I throw big old barbecue conventions out here and championships and tournaments. So, I tell you what I would need on a weekend like this. I always like a thin cut Delmonico. That's a must go to. I love the way a Delmonico cooks up on a grill. Then you always need some sausage. You need a whole bunch of chicken wings, and that'd be my starter base right there.
That's a strong base, sir. You tell Oster we need to come out there for one of these barbecue contests. Thank you for making time for us.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey guys, great to talk to you. I hope to see you out here at Circa here sometime this summer.
Awesome, right, man. Thanks a lot, Derek. Enjoy.
Take care.
All right. Derek Stevens, you can follow him on Twitter at Derek J. Stevens. That Circa Swim is something else, man. I if you haven't been, put it on your list. When we come back, we got to make some bets for the weekend, and it's the Nats Drive of the Week.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody that listened, everybody that called in. I had fun today, Brian. How about you?
Yeah, every day, man.
All right. Listen, man, this song is on. Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. It's not over. Just the on-air portion is over.
Yeah.
Now you start celebrating however you deem fit. Just be safe and responsible.
There you go.
Thank you to our guy Monty from the Starboard. Thank you to Danny Gladding. Thank you to Santana Moss. Thank you to Derek Stevens. How about that? Santana Moss, a bar owner, a casino owner, and Danny Gladding in one day. That's a day, B.
Yeah, great day.
And never forget that B. Mitchell Finley is presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. All right, man. I had a bad week, but I do need a shout-out. Before we get to that, I need a shout-out my guy Bees, who is red hot. He had another winner on the puck line last night to the point where I got a text last night from my boy Ryan Smith. He said, hey, man, thank your guy Beasley and his 13-game hot streak. Bees, I'm giving you love for that. Bees also told me and our listeners yesterday to take the Nats team over 3.5. That was a winner. Bees is red hot. I'm going to give out Bees' picks for the day. I hope he doesn't mind. He says Cubs, Rays, Rangers. I don't like that Rangers one. They're playing my O's. Now, all of that said.
Friday the 13th. Be careful.
I think it's the 26th, B.
Friday and 13 wins, I'm saying.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't think there's hockey tonight, so the hockey puck clock isn't running tonight.
All right.
So, let's get to Herd It Here first. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey's not here.
Where the hell's Jeff?
Jeff had to go pick up mommy.
Okay. Does anybody know how he did this week?
Probably not.
Landfill?
I know that I was 4-0 this week, so I probably won.
You know what? Landfill, you won. I know I was 1-3.
Yeah. Landfill, we're not going to argue with you. You won.
Yeah, you won. Congratulations, Landfill. Check's in the mail.
We'll pay you next week.
So let's do this. B, you think the Heat win it tomorrow night and close that series out?
I don't know if I think so, but that's what I am hoping for.
Okay. Landfill, what say you?
About the Knights?
Heat, Celtics.
Oh, Celtics. They're winning.
All right. So
they're going to win the whole thing, you said?
Yeah, they're winning the series. Oh. Not the finals, but the Eastern Conference.
I think the Heat win tomorrow night. I'm going to bet on Pat Riley and Alonzo Mourning and Jimmy Butler. Give me toughness over talent. I think it is time. We've thanked everybody. Grant and Danny's coming up next. It is Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. You know what? I'm going to declare something. I'm going to make a declaration. It's Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Memorial Day weekend. So just power through. However much partying you're going to do this weekend,
have fun.
Make sure you honor those that it matters to and then enjoy yourself with some Scotty's. Landfill, I believe it is time for the Nats Drive of the Week, brought to you by Dulles Motor Cars. The Nats were 3-3 in the last week. They're going to play in Kansas City and L.A. this coming week, and they are at home versus the Phillies next Friday.
The 3-2 is coming, and it's blasted in the air to left field for Vargas. Back goes Badu to the track, at the wall, and it's gone! Home run number one this season for Ildemaro Vargas. And it's the Nationals 6 and the Tigers 1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.